U.S., European, and Russian space officials meet next week to discuss how to pay for two Russian supply flights to the International Space Station. The station needs fuel, water, and food that are usually carried up by the U.S. shuttle fleet, which has been grounded following the Columbia disaster. Russia says it needs $100 million to keep its launches on schedule. But European partners are balking at the cost, and U.S. law prohibits NASA from paying Russia for the flights. Maintaining a space outpost with the help of 15 other countries has proved difficult for the U.S., both politically and technically. As NPR's Eric Kneeler reports, the station's international partnership, though imperfect, is crucial to its survival.
The International Space Station was first conceived in the waning years of the Cold War. The Soviet Union was building its own space station called Mir, and the United States wanted to match its superpower rival. President Ronald Reagan announced plans for a U.S.-led project during his 1984 State of the Union address.
A space station will permit quantum leaps in our research in science, communications, in metals, and in life-saving medicines which can be manufactured only in space. We want our friends to help us meet these challenges and share in their benefits. NASA will invite other countries to participate so we can strengthen peace, build prosperity, and expand freedom for all who share our goals.
The U.S. did bring on other countries, Japan, France, Canada, and West Germany, to help fund the project while solidifying America's alliances. Eugene Skolnikov is Professor Emeritus of Political Science at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He says that although the project was international from the start, the U.S. was clearly in charge.
We would decide what we wanted to do, and then we would ask others to pony up the money and to participate. And every time we recast the station so that it didn't cost so much and cut it back, we tended to do this unilaterally and then tell the others they had to go along.
In 1993, the U.S. decided to expand its international partnership. By now, the Soviet Union had collapsed, and many Russian rocket scientists were unemployed. NASA feared these skilled engineers might be hired by other countries to build nuclear weapons. So the U.S. and its partners invited the Russians to join the effort. And in 1998, Russia launched the first space station capsule. Astronaut crews moved in 2 years later. But the collaboration hasn't always been smooth. Skolnikov says that the Russians were used to doing their own thing on Mir and wanted the same independence on the new international station.
Their module on the space station is practically a separate country up there. I mean, you almost need a passport to go from one part to another.
It's been almost 20 years since President Reagan announced his ambitious plan, and the station is only partially built. The promised quantum leaps in technology and medicine still haven't materialized. Budget cuts have severely curtailed the ability to conduct scientific research on the station. James Lewis, space analyst for the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, says that given these cuts, the station has lost its original justification.
So the space station doesn't have any more reason for existence other than the fact that it's something that people can do in space and it gives us a way to cooperate with other countries.
That international cooperation has proved extremely valuable since the shuttle Columbia exploded last month. With further shuttle flights on hold, NASA has had to rely exclusively on its Russian partners to ferry supplies to the station and to bring the existing crew home in May. And the U.S. is turning to its European allies to pay for these Russian supply flights. The U.S. brought in these nations years ago for abstract political reasons. Now their help is more concrete, says John Logsdon, a political scientist at the George Washington University and member of the panel investigating the shuttle disaster.
One thing that the current situation shows is the wisdom of the international partnership, that when the U.S. runs into a problem, it has partners in Russia, in Europe, in Japan, in Canada that it can turn to for assistance.
As tensions grow between the U.S. and its allies over possible war in Iraq, there's some concern that this dispute could affect the International Space Station. The U.S. and its partners still need to resolve funding issues and who will get to use the station once it's complete. Given the current political climate on Earth, keeping the station running in space, in Logsdon's words, will require creative diplomacy. Eric Kneeler, NPR News, Washington.